Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Emre Can, silencing the impatient doubters. By Henry Jackson. Sell Emre Can in the summer. He's such an average player. I'd rather Kev Stewart started ahead of him now. Bet you're feeling a little foolish if you uttered words of that ilk with regards to Emre Can earlier in the season. Keep it quiet, but I may even have had a few digs too, which I regret. Modern football absolutely loves a scapegoat, and few sets of supporters do it better than Liverpool fans. It doesn't matter how well the team is doing, there will always be at least one player getting it in the neck, and the nastiness of the criticism often feels completely uncalled for. Before you use Alberto Moreno as an example of this, I'll stop you. He is utterly brain dead and deserving of much of the negativity that comes his way. As Liverpool's title challenge evaporated at the turn of the year, one man was being crucified more than anyone, Emre Can. Having been such a stellar performer this time last year, during a run of form that included a magnificent display at home to Villarreal, his form dipped alarmingly for the opening 4 or 5 months of 2016-2017. His touch was all over the place, his decision making was erratic, and he felt like the weak link whenever he came into the midfield. He was at times, in truth. Rather than blame the entire team for their wretched form in January, though, it was Can bearing the brunt of the anger. While some of it was deserved, the reaction was ridiculously hyperbolic and harsh. All of a sudden, this hugely promising football, who had been labelled the next Steven Gerrard not long before, was one of those who should be sold in the summer. Perhaps his ongoing contract dispute didn't help him gain admirers, but the knee-jerk nature of the supporters' attitude towards the German sums up the impatience of the modern fan. Trust me, Gerrard had an unbelievable dip in form when he was around Can's age in 2002-2003, and things didn't work out too badly for him. With Jordan Henderson picking up a potentially season-ending injury back in February, it was understandable for there to be real concern about Can replacing him for a sustained period due to his rusty form. With Manny doubting him, however, the 23-year-old has responded magnificently and has been one of Liverpool's best players over the last couple of months. His confidence has returned. How dare a footballer not always play with brimming self-esteem? And the influence that was missing earlier in the season is now back in 2015-2016 mode. Can has shone against the likes of Arsenal, Man City and Everton, and his superb form continued against West Brom on Sunday. Liverpool's 1-0 victory was as important as it was ugly, and nobody typified the Reds' fighting spirit more than Can. His physical presence was more than a match for the Baggies' behemoth-like players, and he broke play up, used the ball intelligently, and displayed a leadership that bodes well for the future. One of the things aimed at Can has been a lack of maturity. He is still young, which some may tend to forget because he looks 32, but there has been an abundance of it on display of late. All this goes to show that supporters should not be so knee-jerk. As mentioned, Can deserves plenty of flack for a number of uninspiring performances, but some iffy form does not mean you should be sold. Divock Origi has suffered in a similar fashion. It should also be remembered that Can was playing through the pain barrier during his bad period, which no doubt hampered him. The same applied to Henderson last season when his form was suffering. Surprise, surprise, fans were ready to get rid of the skipper then too. When will people learn? Can isn't perfect. and when the entire squad is fully fit, he should probably still start on the substitutes bench. Given the subjective nature of football, some will wholly disagree with that, but a midfield three of Henderson, Wijnaldum and Lallana brings the best balance and was vital to Liverpool's table-topping run earlier in the season. This is not a major slight against Chan, though. He is a player with huge potential and the ability to boss a midfield battle on his own, and his current form is fantastic. He was made far too big a scapegoat for Liverpool's mid-season collapse and is now making the doubters look foolish. On a bad day, he can be as infuriating as any Reds player, but there are far too many positives to his game to be ready to ship him off anytime soon. There is a dearth of character in Klopp's squad, but Chan has bags of it. Let's also not forget that he is wonderfully snide, which is a great weapon to have. No Liverpool squad member masters the dark arts like him. Regardless of whether you see Chan as a key man or a squad player moving forward, Liverpool's enviably handsome number 23 has to remain at Anfield. The last couple of months have shown how good he can be, and he has been a big reason for the Reds' post-Leicester success. Get the new deal sorted, accept that there will be some bad performances along the way, and watch him grow in a Liverpool shirt. Now, I understand exactly what Henry's saying in that last line, but ironically, one of the things that people were levelling at Chan was that he was growing a bit too much in a Liverpool shirt and that he seemed to be carrying a little bit of timber. And I think he probably was, actually. But again, that was a fitness issue, which was probably related to an injury issue. And if you look at that guy milling about the pitch now in the centre of the park, going from one box to another, there is a very different player on display. And as Henry points out, he's a player who it would be immensely foolish for us to rid ourselves of. He gets what Klopp wants. He has so many characteristics and traits, which an awful lot of our footballers don't have. I think he was vital in matches against the bigger teams, against the teams who want to play football and therefore needed to have us with a physical presence in midfield against that. We're usually in the other boat where we're the guys who are trying to play the football up against the Groks in midfield. This guy can do both. I've been really, really impressed with how he's played over the last couple of weeks when so many were out injured. He has really stood up to the plate and he's really, really showed fitness and strength and ability. I love watching him carry the ball. It's one of the best things about watching Liverpool is when Emery's on a run forward, because he doesn't really look like anyone can get a sniff of it. So it's only a matter of what he does at the end. And he does invariably have a great pass in him and a hell of a shot. So this is the kind of player you want at the club. And as Henry says, let's get the deal sorted and let's get him committed to hopefully a successful future with Klopp at Liverpool. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.